دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
بعد از ظهر یک شنبه همگی شما شنوندگان عزیز بخیر، امیدوارم که حال همگی شما خوب باشه و آماده شنیدن برنامه امروز با کارگردانی آیدین عزیز و مهمانی که در حال حاضر در ارمنستان هستند و الان حدود 3 نیمه شبشون هست و با این وجود با گرمی دعوت ما رو پذیرفتند و با ما هستند. من دبی امینی هستم و مهمان امروز آقای آرمن اوروجیان با درجه دکترا، بنیانگذار و مدیر اجرایی Foundation for Armenian Science and Technology یا به طور خلاصه FAST هستند. FAST یک سازمان غیر انتفاعی است که برنامه‌های علمی رو بر اساس هوش مصنوعی Artificial Intelligence و بایوتکنولوژی راه اندازی کرده. این سازمان کمک هزینه تحصیلی برای 10% از دانشجویان رشته پزشکی و کمک هزینه های علمی متعدد دیگه رو برای دانشجویان و محققین رشته های علمی و فناوری در ارمنستان فراهم میکنه. آقای اوروجیان همچنین بنیانگذار شرکت آتگو، یکی از پلتفرم های کارآفرینی مشاورتی جهان در شورای اقتصادی و اجتماعی سازمان ملل متحده هستند. ایشون در عرصه سیاسی ایالات متحده آمریکا به عنوان مشاور برای انتخابات ریاست جمهوری های مختلف خدمت کردند. در سال 2001 کمپین هایی رو در زمینه Human Rights Movement، جنبش حقوق بشر، راه اندازی کردند که بیش از 40,000 نفر رو به خیابان های لس آنجلس آورد. جنبشی که به یک رسم سالانه تبدیل شده و هر سال بیش از 150,000 نفر رو به خودش جلب میکنه. در سال 2006 توسط دبیر کل سازمان ملل به اتحاد جهانی سازمان ملل پیوستن و تا سال 2013 به عنوان رئیس مشترک GAID خدمت کردند. آرمن همچنین به عنوان یکی از رهبران جوامع آسیایی سازمان ملل متحد خدمت کرده. دکتر آرمن اوروجیان، welcome to today's program.
Thank you for having me on the program, Debbie.
Thank you for being with us. Dr. Oroujian, you founded the March 24th movement in Los Angeles. I would like for you to explain, please, what is this movement about?
Interesting that we're starting with that point. Yes, this was something that we did over 20 years ago now. At that time, the Armenian genocide recognition that was committed by Ottoman Turks in 1915 wasn't recognized by the United States government. That has changed since April 24th of this year, which is exactly 20th year anniversary once we began the movement, which was the first one was in April. On April 24, 2001, I started the preparations in year 2000. So it's been 21 years now since the movement began. It grew since. The first year we had about 40,000 people on the streets of Hollywood marching and demanding recognition of the genocide from the American government. Not only for sentimental reasons, but, you know, it's extremely important for people for people to begin healing. It's important for recognition is important for the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
It is then when you can already come to terms with the reality, come to terms with your feelings, and begin slowly coming out from a trauma that you've experienced. And trauma, you don't have to experience yourself as an individual. It could be, you know, my grandfather. I remember the stories of my grandfather, who was born in 1900 in Ottoman Turkey. And he was 15 when his entire family, his parents, his siblings, were killed in front of his eyes. And he somehow escaped, ended up in Lebanon. And then my father was born in Lebanon, and then they went back to Armenia in 1946, and I was born in Armenia in 1974. So through their stories, through the stories of my grandfather, and then recollections of my father, you live through that experience yourself. And what we wanted to do in the United States, we wanted to make sure that the new generation at that time, in the year 2000, does not forget the history of its predecessors. And would be able to come to terms with the American government, and then through the support of American government, also have the current government of Turkey, for them to come to terms with their past and do the recognition, so there could be a reconciliation between the people.
I hope so. I sure hope so. So you felt that it's necessary to start this movement and convey the message out. First of all, not to forget the history, and also you feel that for the process of healing, it is important to be recognized that this genocide did take place.
It absolutely is, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I think if we look at the psyche of an individual, any type of a trauma, I mean, if there was an abuse by a family member, it could be, you know, worse things that happen to people. First thing you would want for that person to admit that they've caused that pain to you. Mm-hmm. Once they've admitted that they've caused that pain to you, you can begin the reconciliation process. You can begin the forgiving process. Mm-hmm. And then in collaboration with that person, come to better relationship with this, between those two people. But imagine if you have the perpetrator never admit, and not to only admit, but to ignore your pleas to say that never happened. The trauma exacerbates, and, mm-hmm. and you never come around to really come to terms with actually what happened. And that's why I think recognition is important for the healing process and mm-hmm. moving forward.
I agree, and I also believe that when the cause and the reason is right, it is important for all the people to participate. You know, you might know the main goal of this program is to create friendship between people from different nationalities, different backgrounds. So my question for you is that, do you know if participants and supporters of this movement for the past 20-something years, are they only Armenians? Or do others get involved as well?
Well, even the first year, here's an interesting story, actually, for the audience in Los Angeles. They would have a specific appreciation for this. The first year when we were marching, if you go back into weather reports, you'll see that it was about 96 degrees, and this was in the middle of the day we were doing the march, and it's 1.7 miles that you need to walk. So it was extremely hot. And I remember I was leading the march, and there was a gentleman who was non-Armenian. He was in a suit and tie. And I was thinking, what is this gentleman thinking? You know, in this heat, he's in a suit and a tie, and he's walking right in front of the march. Mm-hmm. And he walked the entire march. And then when we stopped on Sunset at Hobart, I believe, where our final stop was, because the streets that were closed were Sunset and Hollywood, between Western and Normandy. And then the gentleman approached me and he introduced himself. He said, "Hi, my name is Eric Garcetti and I'm running for city council for that district. I'm speaking about the current mayor of Los Angeles." So he, at that time, he was just running for an office. It was his first political run, but he was there out on the streets supporting the Armenian community, supporting the cause. Mm-hmm. And since there have been many, many people, even during the first march, besides Eric Garcetti, we had Assyrians, a large group of Assyrians marching with Armenians, large group of Greeks marching with Armenians. We had our friends from Iran marching with Armenians in support of the recognition as well. This is also a way to bring, as you said, you know, to your point, what you're doing for your program. It was and it is a way to bring people together to connect over a cause. Look, when it's a wrongdoing against one people, it's wrongdoing for any people. Mm-hmm. You know, people that are people in general, they come together to support each other for, especially when there is major calamities of that nature. People would like to come and back each other and support.
I agree. So let me translate a little bit of our conversation, just a short summary. در صحبتی که با آقای دکتر اورجیان داشتم، ایشون اولین کسی هستند که در حدود 21-22 سال پیش مارچی رو راه انداختن، یک موومنتی رو آغاز کردن به خاطر نسل کشی ارامنه که اتفاق افتاده بود، که بتونن پیام رو به تمام دنیا برسونن و بتونن اونو ریکوگنایز بکنن. نه تنها تاریخ نباید همچی چیزی رو فراموش بکنه، بلکه ایشون معتقدن که برای اینکه ما بتونیم هیل بکنیم و بتونیم پشت سر بگذاریم که آسیبی رو که این مسئله گذاشته برای مردم، باید ریکوگنایز بشه اون کسی که این آسیب رو به دیگران زده، حداقل عذرخواهی بکنه و قبول بکنه که کارشون اشتباه بوده. و مورد دیگه‌ای که بهشون اشاره کردن این هست که افراد دیگه‌ای که حتما نسسلی آرمنیان نبودن در این مارش باشون همکاری کردن. اولی کسی که جلو رفت و اپروچشون کرده آقای اریک گارسیتی که در موقع تازه داشتن ران میکردن برای موقعیتی که الان دارن، باشون همکاری کردن و بسیاری افراد دیگه که این موومنت، این جنبش باعث شده که افراد رو از گروه های متفاوت و مختلف یه همبستگی بینشون ایجاد بکنه و برای آنچه که لازم هست در مقابلش ایستادگی بشه و مطمئن بشیم که در تاریخ دیگه تکرار نشه، شروع به این فعالیت بکنن. Thank you so much for the explanation. I try to do it as fast as possible so I can get to my other questions. I remember that I had Ambassador Armen Baibertyan on my program, and we talked about genocide. And many audience members called in, and they said that they want the Armenian people to be recognized for more than the genocide and what happened to them in the past. So I think you're a very good candidate for that reason, because earlier in your career, you entered the U.S. political arena and served as an advisor for presidential campaigns. And then you switched to the world of scientific vectors, innovation, and biotech. So I want to know what happened. How come you switched from the world of politics to the world of science?
Well, the short answer, I was kind of thrown in the political mix, you know, when I was young. And it was quite interesting. I don't regret it at all for being in the political campaigns, being surrounded with the people that wanted to become leaders for their communities, for the country, and to bring upon change. And I think that was exciting at the time. Mm-hmm. But through that process, I also recognized that me and politics don't mesh well, really. You know, I have an appreciation but not through my optics. You know, I have an appreciation for people that devote their life to public service, and many people do a great job, and others strive to do the best of their abilities and capabilities. I wanted to do a bit more, and I wanted to provide opportunities to people through different means, not only through public service, but through opportunities in personal growth and growth in the scientific space and innovation and technology development, mm-hmm. Building startups, turning into entrepreneurs, and all of that. So I started really early in my career, in my early 20s, while I was in college, to build a platform where young people will be given opportunities for them to enhance their intellectual property, their network capacity, their financial capacities, and so on and so forth. And I think we did that quite successfully for nearly 20 years. And through that, also learned being part of a number of UN entities, serving as a chair of Global Alliance for Information Communication Technologies for the UN, and then serving on the commission, broad United Nations Broadband Commission, for about four and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
So I got really close to technology. This sounds odd when you say you get close to technology. It's one thing when you use technology, when you see things on television, you read about those, but it's another when you're up close and personal and you see how that impacts masses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how people build technologies, but also how those solutions help masses, be it in Asia, be it in Africa, be it in Europe, be it in the United States,
right.
and so on and so forth. So that was really exciting to see how technology can impact both entrepreneurs, but also the consumers of the technology as well.
That's interesting. So is that when you decided to become the founder of FAST Technologies, or there was a different process behind it?
It was, for me, the path that led to Armenia to run this foundation was quite peculiar, because at that time I was still running my organization, and we were working on a major project in East Africa. And when I received an email from one of the co-founders of the foundation, at that time the foundation did not exist. This was in 2016. The question was whether I could get engaged in bringing a new type of an innovation to Armenia, to help enhance existing ecosystem in Armenia that drives scientific advancement and technological innovation. And at first, it wasn't an easy decision for me to say, all right, so let's just get up and go to Armenia. I had to come back to the country, which I had not been the past 10 years. Albeit born in Armenia, I moved up during the Soviet era. In 2016, far removed from the reality after, 27 years. So it wasn't Armenia wasn't the place that I frequented, went back frequently. I had been in the country at that time for about 9 years or so. But we agreed with Ruben Vartanian, who was the I want to say the person who gave the path for me to come back to Armenia, for which I thank him tremendously. But he suggested I visit and be his guest just to check out what Armenia is. I ended up going to Armenia in 2017, February, for the first time in 10 years, as an exploratory trip for about a week. And I found Armenia very different from 10 years back, you know, more lively, better opportunities, better initiatives that have started giving young people and others new opportunities, and opportunities in entrepreneurship, opportunities in technology, for them to become inventors, innovators. It was exciting. And to see that, to be given an opportunity for you to also have your token in the development of many others, those that haven't had received opportunities or didn't have enough, was really appealing.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's how I ended up. I agreed to become the founding CEO of the organization, and we launched the organization or the foundation in June 2017. And I've been managing the foundation since.
That's nice. I really like to learn more about FAST and what it's doing now, like how does it help people's everyday life. But at this moment, we have to take a commercial break. Let's take our break, and then we're going to come back and continue our conversation. دوستان عزیز، بعد از شنیدن آگهی ها با ما باشید.
حتما همتون این جمله رو شنیدین که میگن رسیدن به آرزوهای بزرگ با قدمای کوچیک شروع میشه. خب حالا رسیدن به یه همچین زندگی لوکسی اولین قدمش چیه؟ ما بهتون میگیم. اگه شما کردیت اسکور بالایی داشته باشین، قدم اول که هیچی، 90% راهو در اصل رفتین. کردیت اسکور بالا چطور به دست میاد؟ به انریچ فاینانشال زنگ میزنید. اونا میتونن هر کردیتی رو به کردیت بهتر تبدیل کنن. هیچ پول ماهیانه‌ای پرداخت نمی‌کنید. انریچ فاینانشال فقط یه مبلغ ثابتی برای ارائه سرویس از شما دریافت می‌کنه. یادتون باشه که با گذشت هر لحظه از زندگی با کردیت بد، شانس زندگی رویایی با کردیت خوب در حال از دست رفتنه. همین امروز قدم اولو بردارید و زندگی رویاهاتون رو خلق کنید. با انریچ فاینانشال تماس بگیرید.
مجموعه بزرگ آریان اقبالی، 1800 اقبالی، آریان اقبالی، 1-800-344-2254.
قانون و دارایی با دفاتر حقوقی علی طلایی، Trust, Asset Protection, Tax and Business Planning Attorney، دلایل اصلی برای داشتن Trust و Estate Planning.
اگر شما دارای خانه و یا ملک تجاری هستید،
اگر دارایی شما بیشتر از 166250 دلار می باشد،
اگر فرزند زیر 18 سال دارید،
اگر تازه ازدواج کردین و یا تازه طلاق گرفتین،
و یا اگر دارای بیزنس شخصی خود هستید،
برای برنامه‌ریزی‌های دقیق و کامل استیت پلنینگ، بیزنس پلنینگ و اسید پروتکشن پلنینگ با من علی طلایی با شماره 818-285-285-0 تماس بگیرید.
818-285-285-0
طلایی‌لا.com، دفتر مرکزی در وودلند هیلز،
انجام تمام امور در کل کالیفرنیا. 818-285-2850.
معنی این عبارات رو به انگلیسی بگو. برنامه ریزی برای بازنشستگی،
Retirement Planning،
برنامه ریزی مالیاتی،
Tax Planning،
انتقال ثروت به فرزندان یا نسل بعد،
Transfer of Wealth to Next Generation.
حالا اهمیت و کاربردشون رو بگو.
اجازه بدین اهمیت، کاربرد و نحوه درست انجام دادنشون رو ما براتون بگیم. من نیک کانی همراه با همکارانم شما رو برای داشتن آینده مالی موفق و مطمئن یاری می‌کنیم.
نیک کانی، 1-800-861-0306.
توی حدود یک ساعت میشه چه کارایی کرد؟
میشه از لس آنجلس به سان فرانسیسکو پرواز کرد. میشه یک خوراک خوشمزه ایرانی خورد. میشه با دوست و همسر توی هوای لطیف بهاری قدم زد. میشه 10 سال جوونتر شد.
چی گفتین؟
عرض کردم تو یک ساعت میشه 10 سال جوونتر شد.
چطوری؟
این شماره رو یادداشت کن. 310-855-7171. دکتر رامتین مسعودی. تماس بگیر.
بله، در یک ساعت 10 سال جوانتر شوید. کشیدن پوست با نخهای جدید، برطرف کردن چین و چروک، لکه های روی پوست، اکنی اسکار، سیاهی و گودی دور چشم در آفیسای دکتر رامتین مسعودی. آفیسا در بیورلی هیلز، انسینو و گلندل. 310-855-7171. 310-855-7171.
اسپشیال های این ماه: Buy one get the second one half off. فیلر، از بین بردن چربی های اضافه، کشیدن پوست بدون جراحی و بوتاکس هر نیت 8 دلار. دکتر رامتین مسعودی.
به مادرین یا آشپزخانه خود را به ما در یورو پاسیفیک کیچن بسپارید تا این مهمترین قسمت خانه شما را به قشنگترین قسمت خانه شما درآوریم. یورو پاسیفیک کیچن به مدیریت مهندس قاسم میخچی، واقع در سانمانیکا بولوار، تقاطع وستفود. 310-470-3080. 310-470-3080. عضو 08.
شنونده عزیز، برای از بین بردن اضافه وزن و بیماری‌های جانبی آن و داشتن اندام زیبا و موزون و چشمگیر، همه راه‌ها فقط به مطب‌های دکتر وزیری در ولی، گلندل و اورنج کانتی جنب سویت لیلی بیکری ختم می‌شود. زیرا
دکتر وزیری فارغ التحصیل از دانشگاه نمره 1 و معتبر آمریکا به نام یو سی دیویس است.
32 سال تخصص و تجربه پشتوانه اوست و گام به گام در کنار شماست.
همه امکانات از قبیل دستگاه‌های سنجش چربی بدن، کوچ‌های کارآمد و ورزیده، مکمل‌های غذایی عالی، حتی کوشر و ویجیتریان، جهت تعداد زیاد متقاضی کاهش وزن تحت نام دکتر وزیری در اختیار شماست.
بیشترین وزن کم شده بدون ورزش و دارو 219 پوند و کمترین آن 20 پوند بوده است.
پس
اگر به دنبال اندام بی‌نظیری، فقط زنگ بزن به دکتر وزیری.
تلفن مرکزی 818-704-1188.
818-704-1188.
عزیزم لطفاً کمربند تو ببر.
چشم آقا.
نمیخوام اون مشکلی که همکارم تو تصادف براش پیش اومد برای مام پیش بیاد. بنده خدا بعد از تصادف کلی درک کشید، هیچی از کار و زندگیش هم افتاد. فقط یه چیز جزئی هم به آخر کار گیرش اومد، تقریباً هیچ.
نگران نباش عزیزم، امروز تو رادیو 670 آگهی دکتر رضا حسنلو رو شنیدم. میگفت تو دفاتر حقوقیشون برای پرونده‌های تصادف فقط 19% شارژ میکنن. باورت میشه؟ فقط 19%. نه مثل خیلی جاهای دیگه 33% یا 25%. این نشون میده که دکتر حسنلو بیشتر به فکر موکلشه تا خودش.
هنگام وقوع یک حادثه ناخواسته به شماره 818 4 میلیون تلفن کنید و از مزایای 19% دفاتر حقوقی دکتر رضا حسنلو استفاده نمایید.
قانون 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 818 4 میلیون.
پس با این حساب با احتیاط رانندگی کن، نگران هیچی هم نباش.
چشم خانوم.
Litigated cases not included.
AdoptUSKids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow-drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
من رضا گوهرزاد هستم و برنامه سیاست و جامعه را هر یک شنبه از ساعت 16:00 تا 18:00 پس از نیم روز به شما پیشکش خواهم کرد. هر یک شنبه از ساعت 16:00 تا 18:00 پس از نیم روز.
مجله اقتصادی 670 با امین اکبریان هر شنبه 9 صبح از رادیو ایران.
فیلتر، عصاره شیرین از اتفاقات تلخ، تازه از دل جامعه، صفحه رنگی در کتاب سیاه و سفید اخبار، برنامه از شاهین جامعی
با همراهی سالومه،
هر شنبه ساعت 7 شب از رادیو ایران 670 AM.
هوای تازه
هر یک شنبه از ساعت 7 تا 9 بعد از ظهر با من پروین جوادی.
چو در دست است رودی خوش، بزن مطرب سرودی خوش، که دست افشان غزل خوانیم و پاکوبان سر اندازیم.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major demonstrations in Europe over the weekend. Thousands of people have marched in Brussels to protest the reinforced COVID-19 measures the government there has imposed. And in the Netherlands, Dutch police arresting more than 30 people amid unrest that followed violence in a protest, again, against virus restrictions. In one case, police used a heavy water cannon to extinguish a fire in the street. And two soccer games in the country's top professional league were briefly halted when protesters broke into the stadiums. Authorities say a passenger awaiting a bag search in Atlanta in a checkpoint area reached into the bag, grabbed a firearm. It did discharge, causing a lot of fear among fellow travelers. Officials say the passenger then fled. They are still looking for him. This is SRN News.
دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
سلام خدمت شنوندگان عزیز. سلامی دوباره برای دوستانی که در این قسمت از برنامه ما با پیوستن. خدمت رو عرض بکنم که در خدمت کارگردان فنی عزیز برنامه آقای آیدین حجیر هستیم و مهمان بسیار عزیزی داریم از ارمنستان که ایشون الان حدود 3:30 شبشون باید باشه، بسیار خسته و واقعا متشکریم از اینکه محبت کردن و دعوت ما رو پذیرفتن و دارن اطلاعات بسیار خوبی رو راجع به برنامه‌شون و برنامه‌ای که در پیش دارن در اختیار ما میذارن. آقای دکتر آرمن اوروجیان، ایشون بنیانگذار و مدیر اجرایی founder and CEO of Foundation for Armenian Science and Technology یا به طور خلاصه FAST هستند. Dr. Oroujian, please explain a bit more about FAST. What is it about and what do you guys do there?
With pleasure. FAST has a straightforward mission, although its achieving it is quite complex. We want to help build, enhance an ecosystem in Armenia that drives scientific advancement and technological innovation. What I mean by this is the following. So imagine the space of science. And since we're in 2021, you can imagine that there has been many, many, many scientific advancements all around the world. Science already exists. And now if you would imagine someone to really understand and appreciate science, you need to have a high level of education. If we put science in the center, and then we would say, are there tentacles to science? I would put one tentacle, which would be education, meaning you need to be highly educated for you to be able to understand what a scientific discovery is, and then for you to be able to maintain it and pass it on, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine if you have a toddler, if you give the book of Newton's book on thermodynamics, or you give anything from the modern scientific discoveries to a child, he or she will at first try to possibly eat it, and then if it's not tasty, you'll start banging it on the table or on the floor, and then very quickly be bored with it and then go to the next thing. It's because she still hasn't built intellectual ability to a level for her to really have an appreciation of what it is she holds in her hand. Mm-hmm. This is why it's important to really understand the importance of. If you ask people, is education important, everyone will say yes. But then if you ask why, people will pause. And some people will pause permanently because it's not really clear. Innately you know that you need to be educated, but you really don't know why you need to be educated. Like, make sense of things, yeah. But then there is a level of education that you need to have for you to really make sense of scientific discovery that already exists. So that's one aspect of it. So let's say we have one tentacle that leads to education. And then assumingly we have that knowledge for us to understand it and then maintain it. And then we say, what do we do to advance it? In order to advance it, you do research. So that would be another tentacle. Once you are highly educated, you'll be able to do research for you to extend scientific discovery. And that's what happens every day, right? Mm-hmm. You hear about all the new discoveries around the world. And then you say, how do you benefit from all of this? And when you say talk about benefits, you talk about commercialization of science. Number of things that happen in the scientific world, eventually they graduate into they become your cell phone, your mobile phone, your laptop, your computers, your cars, all of that. Even your chair. There's a certain science, whether you have an ergonomic chair, whether you have a comfortable chair, you need to have some sort of a mathematical analysis go for you to know what types of how long the legs of the chair will be, how thick they will be to hold, let's say, X amount of weight or to be X amount of height. All of this requires discoveries and upon discoveries, and then once the discoveries are in place, you take them into commercial worlds or you commercialize them, and then people begin benefiting from those. Mm-hmm. Now, coming back to the main question, what does FAST do? We look at building tools that and deploying them into the ecosystem in Armenia that would provide better educational opportunities, better research opportunities, and then commercialization opportunities. Thus far, we've had over 30 programs, and they're right about equally distributed amongst educational opportunities, research, and commercialization opportunities for young entrepreneurs, scientists, throughout Armenia, and even some that are not in Armenia, mm-hmm. per se.
Let me ask you, is the actual base of FAS in Armenia or USA?
FAS is incorporated and operating in Armenia, uh-huh. For the time being. But now we're, after 4 years, we're kind of spreading our wings. Currently, as we speak, we're establishing a mirror organization in the United States, in Los Angeles, actually, which will be called Friends of FAS. And one of the purposes of this is to bring our diaspora community connected to the organization in Armenia, both intellectual resources, but also financial. And on that note, on February 16 of 2021, we have a fundraiser in Los Angeles. It will be most likely in Beverly Hilton, where we will feature one of our co-founders, who happens to be also the co-founder and chairman of Moderna Therapeutics, the vaccine maker out of Boston, Massachusetts. And that will be on February 16. Hopefully we'll have many hundreds of people, possibly about 1,000 people attending this main fundraiser, which would be our first one outside of Armenia.
So you said that hopefully it's going to be in Beverly Hilton, or is it going to be in Beverly Hilton?
It will be in Beverly Hilton.
Okay.
Beverly Hills, yeah.
So yeah. February 16 in Beverly Hilton, and you also said that the co-founder of and the chair of Moderna Vaccine is going to be there as well. So he is collaborating with you guys. He's going to be on the board of FAS.
Nubar Afeyan not only collaborates, he's one of the founders of the foundation. He's a major philanthropist in Armenia for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And one of his and his partner, Ruben Vartanian, the gentleman I mentioned earlier, they're one of their foundings in Armenia happens to be the Foundation of Armenian Science and Technology. So he's one of our co-founders, and he's one of the members on our board of trustees. So he's a key ingredient of everything that we're doing in Armenia when it comes to science, but also when, especially in biotech, because what they're doing in Boston is amazing type of venture builder that Nubar Afeyan has built over this last several decades is incredible, out of which Moderna was born.
So I assume that the founder or co-founder of Moderna is an Armenian person too, right?
Yes, happens to be an Armenian.
Would you like to mention his name?
Nubar Afeyan, that's his name.
Nubar Afeyan?
Nubar.
Okay.
Afeyan, yeah.
So just like you, he lives sometimes in Los Angeles and sometimes in Armenia, right?
He spends most of his time in the United States.
Okay.
I reside in Armenia these days, but he visits frequently, but he resides in the United States.
Okay. So I know that the purpose of the fundraiser is about FAST, but do you think that he would be able to answer people's questions about vaccines and things like that as well, or no, not at all?
That I would leave that to him.
To
you know
him.
Whether
okay.
he will be he's as you can imagine, he's a busy man these days. Where sometimes we meet figuratively saving the world, in his world he's literally saving the world. So yes. As you can imagine, he has his plate full with many things that he has to do to make sure that the vaccine is manufactured properly, distributed properly, so people like you and I are really, they get their vaccine, they're vaccinated, it's safe, and all of that. And I think that requires a lot of time and focus.
So I believe that a lot of our audience members will be definitely interested in participating and supporting. Perhaps they need a reminder prior to February, and it would be nice to have you back on Radio Iran sometime before the fundraising, before February 16. But in case people are interested in and would like to reach out and get information, do you have any contact information, or do you just want me to announce your website?
Yeah, the website would be where all the information will be about the organization as well as the fundraiser. And we will have the website, I believe, ready this weekend. So it's fast.foundation, www.fast.foundation. So it's fairly simple, fast, S-T, you know, just the word fast, mm-hmm. the foundation, actually it's foundation. So it's quite simple. Again, www.fast.foundation. All the information about the organization and the website and the fundraiser website
would be there. We lost your voice a little bit, which is understandable, and I want to explain and ask our audience members to forgive us as well. The connection is between Los Angeles and Armenia and is expected. So I'm going to announce the website one more time in case somebody would like to write it down. It's very easy, fast.foundation. So it's www.fast.foundation, where you can go visit, get all the information about FAST and about the upcoming fundraising event that they have. You know what? I'm going to repeat this in Farsi. So I'm translating at the same time of repeating the information. دوستان عزیز آقای دکتر آرمن اوروجیان برنامه فاندریزینگی خواهند داشت روز 16 فوریه که آقای نوبر آفین که یکی از بنیانگذاران مجرنا هم هستند و بسیار این روزها مشغول در اونجا حضور خواهند داشت. برنامه در بیورلی هیلتون برقرار خواهد شد. اگه دوستان علاقمند هستین که اطلاعات بیشتری بگیرین راجع به این برنامه، میتونید با وبسایت فاست فاوندیشن از طریق وبسایت و ویزیت کردن وبسایت اینفورمیشن بیشتری رو به دست بیارید. دکتر اوریجن، what do you raise the fund for?
Oh, very good question. It's one of four. This is predominantly for one of our programs. We have this, what we find very impactful research program. We call it ADVANCE. And this is through a number of iterations, we came to this type of initiative. And we feel this is the best way to engage our scientific community with our diaspora scientific community. And what we do is the following. So we find appropriate principal investigator, and principal investigator in science for those who are not scientifically inclined is essentially a project manager. Think of a project manager. Mm-hmm. Has to be scientist. So a well-known scientist. To this date, we're dealing only with our diaspora scientists. We've identified about 1,000 or 1,100 Armenian scientists around the world. In particular, for our interest in the spaces of artificial intelligence and biotechnology and what have you. We find our scientists from abroad, and then we connect them to local PhDs and postdocs in Armenia. So a group of 5 to 7 people or so work hand in hand with a principal investigator or a scientist from outside of Armenia. Mm-hmm. This way, we connect our diaspora community with the local community. That's number one. We connect a scientist, say, at Caltech, which we actually are doing now, connect the scientists at Caltech with our local universities as well. The publications are shared. There's a mutual collaboration between universities, collaboration between scientists, and then we provide grants. We provide grants for this whole team to be able to do the scientific discovery without being concerned for financial without being concerned for finances. We fund their salaries. We fund their travel. If you know, our scientists from Armenia go visit the principal investigator. The principal investigator visits the scientist and his or team, his or her team in Armenia. We fund lab work. If you need materials for your laboratory, for experimentation purposes, if you need to do publications, we fund for the publication fees, if you need to do intellectual copyrights and things of that nature, we fund that. So we essentially, you know, fund the entire scope of your scientific research for a year for the entire team. Mm-hmm. We've currently structured four of those grants in Armenia, and these we want to increase it to about 10 of them. And each grant is going to be starting this year about $25,000.
Sorry, we totally
want to do for 10.
We lost your voice. If you don't mind, just repeat the last sentence.
Yeah. Those grants starting next year will be approximately $125,000 each. And we're planning to launch 10 of those grants next year. And that would be about $1 million and $2 million, $250,000. But this fundraiser is particularly for our scientific community, both in Armenia and, you know, connecting our scientists in Armenia with our scientific community abroad for them to do.
Yeah, we are losing you again. So sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's
okay. I think it's midnight and your phone is as tired as you are.
I apologize.
I didn't
Hopefully
feel bad.
You can hear me better.
Yes, it's better now.
Yeah. So now we want to do 10 of those grants, and this fundraiser is to support for us to be able to establish those 10 grants in Armenia, which means we will be able to support roughly about 50 to 70 scientists in Armenia doing pure scientific research in the space of AI, biotech, and possibly in other areas.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Would you like to talk? We have just probably a couple of more minutes until the end of today's program. Some of the innovations, some of the things that you have done that actually helps in the people's everyday life.
Right. We established a very interesting venture builder in Armenia, which is similar to what our co-founder Lubar Afeyan has done with Flagship Pioneer Inc. in Boston. We've taken a similar model with their support, with his team's support, and established one in Armenia. And through that, we've generated two science-based startups, one in biotech, on the pharmaceutical side, and then one in specifically in artificial intelligence in the banking space, in the finances. So it's kind of a fintech startup that looks at personal and individual loans, just regular individual loans, personal loans, and then retail loans in the banking, in traditional commercial banking space. And what the solution does through artificial intelligence solutions here, it identifies ways to decrease the loan default for the bank. And our solution has been roughly about 90% better than the existing solutions, meaning, you know, if you have 10 defaults with this solution, it's over 90%, but with this solution, 9 out of 10 of the defaults will be avoidable, which means the banks naturally are not going to lose money, but it's also important that people are not going to be defaulted. We're looking at both sides of this. So both parties benefit and it's all based on, you know, AI and science.
Right. Thank you so much for all the explanation. Unfortunately, we were running out of time. I know that you're planning to come to Los Angeles. I wanted to to wish you a safe and sound flight to Los Angeles and wish you all the best for the fundraising and all of your activities in LA. And I also really want to thank you for dedicating your time past midnight, 3 a.m., to our program and our audience member. It was very nice of you, and it was a pleasure having you today at our program.
Debbie, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be on your program. And again, I appreciate you reaching out for this to happen. I enjoyed it, and all the best to your audience. Thank you for your best wishes, and I hope everything is well with you as well.
Thank you so much. دوستان عزیز، تا برنامه آینده همگی شما رو به خدای بزرگ می سپارم. روز خوش و خدا نگهدار.